What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Leap 360 podcast. It's so good to be with you again. And I want to focus your attention on this idea as we head into the new year. Interested versus committed. Now, when you look at this and thinking about this, you know, what comes to mind to you, for you when you think about being interested into something and being committed to something? I think that one of the biggest problems that we have in our world today is there's too many people that are interested, but not enough people that are committed. And if you are a leader and you're leading people, this is so important for you, because while everybody wants to be a leader, not everybody has the character and the confidence and the competence to execute effectively as a leader. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have it in them, because I believe everybody has the potential to be a leader. Now, how good you become is going to be dependent upon if you're interested versus committed. And I'm not talking about just leading people. I'm talking about leading yourself, leading your family, leading, you know, people around the world. Whatever impact or influence you want to have, you have to start looking at your life from this lens of, am I interested or am I fully committed? Because in life, we don't get what we want. We get what we are committed to. And most importantly, we are committed. When we are committed, we get what we are, or who we are committed to becoming, if that makes sense. And so what I want to share with you today are kind of some of the traits. And as I was thinking about this, I really was thinking about this through my own life. As you know, today, as of today, I'm, you know, setting up my goals and my kind of vision and my standard for 2024. And chances are you are doing that too. And if you haven't yet, then I highly encourage you to jump into the free Lead 360 Facebook group. And I'll put the link below. But join us there, where we'll be discussing goal setting versus goal getting, and also setting up kind of your mission, vision, and purpose for this next year. Because as you know, without a vision, the people will perish. And so will your hopes, dreams, desires, wishes, and wants. They will not happen, right? Hope is not a strategy. Wishing is not a strategy. Nobody cares what you want. You don't get what you want. You get what you're willing to work for. So when we're looking at this, you know, and I have this conversation from elementary all the way to executive level leadership and people that I talk to. I even talk to my 6-year-old and my 8-year-old boys in this mindset of interested versus committed. Because right now, you know, we're in a season where, you know, I'm investing in their sports. You know, my 8-year-old's in boxing, my 6-year-old's in select baseball, and we're doing travel ball. And I tell them, you can't just be interested. You have to be committed. Because when my 8-year-old gets into the ring and, you know, and he gets his ass handed to him by, you know, a kid who's better than him, it's because that kid was committed. And my 8-year-old is merely interested. And I tell him, you got to play full out. And I want you to understand that when my, you know, my 6-year-old, I tell him, when you're playing baseball, he's playing with 8-year-old boys who've been doing this for years. And he's just a baby. He's 6 years old. He turned 7 tomorrow. And I tell him, man, you have to be committed, because the amount of money that we're investing, the amount of time, the amount of resources, the amount of energy, like, my job is to give you the resources. It's your job to put in the reps. You do that and you get the results. And that's for anybody, whether you're 6, 8, 38, 48, 58. And so how do we look at this from interested versus committed? Well, I want to start by kind of explaining the difference between the two, because you might be thinking, Anthony, I'm committed, I'm full in. You know, I hate seeing people online that, you know, comment or post these stupid memes or whatever. I'm all in. That's great. It's a cool saying. It sounds cool, feels cool, but where are the results? How are you proving that through your actions? Because commitment isn't just saying, I'm committed. Yeah, I know that it's men who cheated on their wife and they were committed to their marriage. They said they were committed, but their actions spoke differently. I have people that reach out to me all the time who are mentally and spiritually and emotionally broken. And they say they're committed, but what are you doing to prove that? It's just like your core values. If I say I value my health and I'm 100 pounds overweight, well, then do I really value my health? If I say I value my family, but yet I'm staying in the office till 8 o'clock at night, missing dinner every week, am I really committed? So you have to understand that when you're looking at commitment, you have to understand that the character traits of commitment are, you take action regardless of how you feel. You have a clear vision of what it is that you want to achieve, and there is nothing that will stop you. And when you are committed, you stop giving yourself away. You see, most people that I know that are at a high level, they give their work the best of them, and their family gets the rest of them. They give the emotions the best of them, and then their relationships get the rest of them. And I've been there. I'm speaking from experience. And I'll tell you that when you're committed to something, you are going to give it everything you have and see it through to the finish. So those who are committed, number one, they have a clear vision of where they want to go. There is no, you know, fairy tale kind of hopes and dreams. It's a reality that they can see, they can feel, they can touch, they can smell. You know, when I was doing the Ironman, I had a vision of crossing that finish line and seeing my family at the end cheering me on and my little boys there watching their dad complete this 9-month training and finally see what it was all about. And what was cool about that is that I got a picture of me coming across the finish line, high-fiving my little boy. My wife's in the background. My mom's there. Everybody's there. And that picture was the vision that I held in my mind every day that it got hard, every day that I wanted to quit. It was the vision that I had in my mind whenever I was on a 100-mile bike ride and my legs were hurting, my back was hurting, my body was broken. And I just took my mind and went to that vision that I had. And it's like you get a second wind that you're doing it now for something bigger than just the pain, right? And that pain is temporary, but that purpose is everlasting. And nothing will ever replace that vision and that picture that I have of me completing one of the most hardest challenges that I've ever done. And that pain now is gone. It left. But that picture, that purpose, that potential that I found inside of me is carried on to other areas of my life. And so commitment requires you to have a clear vision of what it is that you want. Number two, it requires the discipline to give yourself a command and follow through, regardless of how you feel. You know, one of my goals for 2024 is to run a marathon. And there's going to be days when it's raining. There's going to be days where it's 110 degrees here in Texas. There's going to be days where it's cold. There's going to be days where I'm tired. And if I start allowing my feelings to drive my actions, I will find myself going in the wrong direction. And the same goes for you. So what is it that you want? You know, that vision for me, you know, I'm going to run a marathon. And now it's setting up the daily tactics that allow me to have the environment that I go run 5-10 miles, 20 miles a week, whatever it is that I, you know, the tactics that I set up. But every day I'm going to have to focus. My core focus for my health is going to be on my endurance and my conditioning. You know, it's easy to go lift weights and to do what's comfortable, but this is going to require me to shift everything that I'm comfortable doing and do something uncomfortable. And I've never ran a marathon before. I've only done half marathons. Now I've done an Ironman, but it's broken up between swim, bike, and run. This is just straight running. And I'm not a good runner. I hate running. It's a mind game, really. And what I want to do is I want to do something I've never done before. You know, I don't want to go and set goals for 2024 that says I want to bench 400 pounds. I've already done that. I don't want to go set goals that I'm going to do a marathon or I'm going to do an Ironman. I've already done that. And for you, I don't want you to set goals that you've already accomplished or that you know you can accomplish. I want you to set something that's going to be like, man, I don't know, but I'm going to give it everything I got. And so you have to be disciplined enough to follow through on the commands that you give yourself, regardless of how you feel. Number three, those who are committed are never satisfied. Now, let me explain, because you're probably thinking, well, that's just crazy, right? And I'm not trying to be David Goggins or any of those other people online. But what I'm telling you is the mindset that I have is that I'm always grateful. Like, God has blessed me with so many great things in my life. My beautiful wife, my beautiful kids, my health, my career, this, you know, that I do now with the speaking, coaching, and training. I'm grateful, but I'm never satisfied, because I know that there's always more, that I know that I'm not living into my full potential. My God-given potential is way more than what I'm doing right now. And chances are, it's the same for you. But what happens is when we get satisfied, we sit on our ass and we get complacent. And I want you to understand that complacency will kill any opportunity, any goal, any potential that you have. And so I have this mindset that I'm grateful, but I'm never satisfied. And when you are committed, you realize that there's always a new level. There's always a next level. You can love your spouse more. You can love your kids more. You can love yourself more. You can create more. You can do so much more than you're currently doing. But what happens is whenever we get satisfied, we end up compromising our core values. We compromise our efforts. And when we compromise, we surround ourselves with people, oh, that's okay. You don't have to do that. You've already done an Ironman. Why do you want to do a marathon? And those are the exact people that you need to remove from your life, because those are the people with the small-minded, you know, vision, and they think at a smaller level. And when you tell your big goals to small-minded people, don't be surprised if they don't see the vision that you have for yourself. And so you have to create the discipline to follow through regardless of how you feel. And the next thing is that you have to be grateful, but never be satisfied. And then so the next one for committed people, what I have found is those who are committed, their thinking is different. They are wired different. And that difference is they have a chip on their shoulder. Like for me, I know it sounds crazy, but you know, when I'm doing hard things, like whether it's leading people, it's speaking in front of thousands of people, whenever it's, you know, being present at home, whenever it's running and working out and pushing my body physically and mentally, whenever I'm pressed emotionally or spiritually, I always think about the mindset. And my mindset goes to this conversation that I have with myself. You're not as good as you think you are. You can do more. You're going to quit now? Really? And it's like this dialogue that I have with myself, because my whole thing is I am trying to prove the naysayers wrong. I don't want to prove them right, because here's the thing. I don't care where you're playing at right now. There's people that are wanting you to fail. There's people that aren't cheering for you, but they're in your corner. I want you to understand this, because some people are like, oh, Anthony, that's crazy. Not all, let me tell you this, not all of your fans are cheering for you. And this is so important, because when you realize this, you understand that there's people in your corner that are there because they want to see you fail. And it's not because you're a bad person or they're a bad person. It's because your results call bullshit on their excuses. There are so many people who started way ahead of me in this game that I have surpassed. There are so many people who were where I was at one point in my life. And I've given everybody the resources that I used to change my life, but yet they fail to take action. And when people that don't take action, what they do is they play the victim. And then they look at somebody like you and I and they say, well, lucky you. Oh, it must be nice. You're fucking right, it's nice, because I put in the work to get to where I'm at. And how dare you try to minimize the efforts that I put into this work and work into myself. And there's people in your life that are right now that you're probably dragging along that you should have left behind a long time ago. And when you drag them through your life, they're dead weight. They are baggage. And what happens whenever you have too much baggage on a plane? It never reaches its destination. Same thing goes for you and I in our life. And I get fired up over this, because for so long I was a people pleaser. For so long I wanted validation from people. But frankly, their thoughts and opinions mean nothing to me now. But I wanted validation that I wasn't as bad as I thought I was, that other people told me I was. And what I realized is that you cannot seek external solutions for an internal problem. You cannot do it. I did it for so long, and I was so disappointed, because nobody will care about what you want more than you. Nobody will ever love you as much as you have to love yourself. Nobody will have respect for you until you have respect for yourself. And for me, I was always seeking that validation. I was always seeking the approval. And what I realized is I had to approve of myself. I had to become proud of myself. I had to validate who I was becoming. And when you do this, you realize that there's a lot of people in your life that you shouldn't even have there. You can forgive, you can let go, and it's okay. It's totally fine. No harm, no foul. But how dare you drag these people around in your life who are weighing you down, who are, you know, the naysayers, who are really just there to hold you back. And so when you are committed, you have to understand that you have to cut ties. You're going to have to let go of people, habits, behaviors, beliefs that do not serve you. And most people will hear this, but they won't do it, because it's so hard. It's so hard to cut the behaviors and the beliefs and the habits that are not serving you, because it feels so good. When you have a hard day and it's been a long day at work, it's easy to go grab a bottle or, you know, a substance or whatever your poison is and drown and mask the problems. You're arguing with your wife today. Oh man, let's go to the bar with the fellas and just drink our sorrows. And I'll tell you that the problems will still be there. The people will still be there. And the one thing that I don't want you to do is to get rid of the people that matter the most and keep the people who don't give a shit about you in your life. And unfortunately, I see it over and over and over again, and it's unfortunate. Because the last thing that I would want is to lose the ones that I love, the ones that I lead, because I was too oblivious or failed to realize or get grounded in reality that, hey, I had to let go of some of this baggage. Because if you can't save everybody, when you're trying to help people that don't want to help themselves, you're losing precious time on those that you that want help, that really are looking for your attention, that need you, and that are wanting to change. And I maybe we'll do this in another show, but I want you to understand that you can't waste your time. That is the most the most precious asset that we have. And unfortunately, people just squander it away. And so that's how you start looking at your life and commitments. What am I committed to doing? But most importantly, what am I committed to becoming? Who am I committed to becoming? Those who are just interested, they do things because it feels good. They do things because they are trying to impress other people. They do things because it's what other people tell them that they should do. Or more importantly, they do things because somebody else did it and was successful. And here's what I'll tell you about this. When you're interested in something, it feels good starting out. You get all excited, and then what happens is people start cheering you on, and then you get lazy. That's why I didn't tell anybody I was doing Ironman for the longest time, because I didn't want people to say, oh, congratulations, awesome, that's so good. Because what happens is you get that instant gratification, and no longer are you vested in your growth and the product. And what I want you to understand is that when you're focusing on the process, don't be so concerned with the product. Fall in love with the process, because the consequence of falling in love with the process is the product. That is the direct consequence for you putting in the reps. So if you want to, you know, lose 10 pounds or have six-pack abs or 10% body fat, don't focus on what you look like now. Focus on putting in the reps and following up with the process. Who do I need to become to have six-pack abs? Who do I need to become to be 10, you know, to have 10% body fat? Who do I need to become to go to the gym, you know, 4 days a week? Well, I need to be disciplined. I need to be committed. I need to be confident. And you start going through this process of, who do I need to become? And if that's the person, if Anthony with the six-pack abs and 10% body fat, what would he say? How would he carry himself? How would he treat people? Most importantly, how would he treat himself? And now you're getting clear on the vision of what that looks like, and then what that person does every single day. And now, when you tell yourself, oh, well, I can't go to the gym today because, you know, it's raining outside, or, you know, it's too cold, or I didn't wake up in time. Well, are you in congruency with who you said you're becoming, or are you in congruency with who you are right now? Because the person you are right now isn't capable of getting what it is that you want. That's why you're in this process of growth. Because if I was to wake up today and say, you know what, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go run a marathon, could I do it? Yeah, maybe. But for most people, they wake up and they want something, but they don't want to work for it. You want to set goals and start thinking of this idea that makes you have to be committed, not just interested. You know, when I was dating my wife, I was interested in her. But then we got married and we had kids. Guess what? I'm all in, committed. It doesn't matter what happens in our life. That is my family, and complete failure to me would be to lose those that I love dearly, my wife and my kids. I can lose my career. I can lose this podcast. I can lose my coaching business. I can lose my speaking engagements. I don't care about that, because I've already defined what failure looks like for me. And that's something that you need to do as well. Because when you understand what failure looks like, then you don't have to be concerned with success, because success will come. If you know what failure looks like and you stay away from that, you use that as a guiding post, you will be successful no matter what. And unfortunately, most people, they don't know what failure looks like. And I can tell you this, I've tasted failure many of times in my life, and I know what it feels like and what it tastes like and what it sounds like, and I don't ever want to do that again. And so I use it as a guiding post. Lessons learned, right? Until you learn the lesson, life will continue to give us a test. And so when you're interested in something, it sounds good. It feels good. It looks good. Oh, it might impress a couple of people, but it does no good. Interested gets you in the door, but commitment keeps you in the room. And so I want you to look at your life now and say, where have I been interested? What are the things that I've been kind of dabbling in? I haven't played full out. I haven't put both feet in. I'm tiptoeing on the line. Because then when you find the things that you are just interested in, I want you to think about this. Do I need to do it, or do I need to delete it? Do I need to forget it? You either get in or get out. Remember, you have to look at your life from hell yes or hell no. Does this serve me or does this stop me? Hell yes or hell no. There's no room for the middle. There's no room for gray area when you're playing at a high level. And when you're trying to reach another level, it's either hell yes or hell no. Does this serve me or does this stop me? Hell yes, then I'm going to go all in. And hell no, I'm out. I'm all out. when it comes to relationships, when it comes to your health, when it comes to the food choices that you make, when it comes to your spiritual walk or your prayer time, when it comes to the relationships, your mindset, what are you putting into your brain? Watching the news, does this serve me? Does this stop me? Does this book that I'm going to read, why do I want to read it? How is it going to serve me on my mission to becoming more? You see, and when you start filtering your life through this, now you're able to make decisions very quickly. And the problem with most people is they're indecisive because they don't know who they are, they don't know whose they are, and most importantly, they don't know what they want. And I remember being this way for a long time in my life. I didn't know what I wanted. I worked hard, you know, and I was very motivated. But when I found myself going in the wrong direction, guess what? I didn't need motivation. I needed to stop. I needed to pause. I needed to reflect on my vision, my mission, and my purpose, my MVP. And when I got clear on what it is that I wanted, not what my parents wanted for me, not what society wanted for me, not what the military wanted for me, when I got clear on what I wanted, I became unstoppable. And what you see today is a product of loving the process and being in progression, not chasing perfection. And when you do this, you start realizing that there are things that I have been committing myself to that don't align with who I am or who I'm called to be. And when you're in alignment with your assignment, now you're able to commit to the things that push you forward. And once you get that momentum, it's like life begins to start clicking and firing on all cylinders. But when we're just interested, what happens is we put these things on our brain and on our mind, and we do a little bit and then we stop. We do a little bit and then we stop. And it just keeps kind of ruminating in the back of our mind, and it takes up our mental capacity to create and to become the person that God's called us to be. And so I want you to think about this. Before you start setting goals and looking at 2024, I want you to ask yourself, what am I committed to becoming and what am I committed to doing so that I can have this life that I want to live? And where in my life am I just interested? And where am I interested, and should I do it or should I delete it altogether? Make a decision. Go all in. Play full out. And you will live a life that doesn't have a lot of regret. Most people live their life half-assed, one foot in, one foot out. And at the end of their life, they look at it and they realize, man, I should have went all out. I should have invested more in those relationships. I should have invested more in my personal growth. I should have invested more in my bank account. I should have spent more time with those I lead and those I love. And so I want you to start looking at your life from these areas and really get dialed in on who are you committed to becoming so that you can have the influence, the impact, and who knows, maybe even the income in 2024. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with somebody you lead and somebody you love. And most importantly, follow the show and give me a comment or a like in the podcast platform that you are on. This helps me get my message to the masses, and this is how we build better leaders. And also, if you would like to grow and continue to grow your leadership, then consider joining me in the Lead 360 Facebook group. It's my free group where I do trainings every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and you'll get to see me live on video, so you can put a name with a face and we can connect on that platform. Also, if you're interested in coaching, my Lead 360 Academy is now open, and it's my private paid coaching group where you surround yourself with growth-minded leaders from around the world, and we get together and discuss and deep dive into the mindset and skill set to lead by example. I'll see you on the next episode.